many, many, many levels. In fact, there you mentioned MOOCs. The New York Times just this week had a feature article on MOOCs, and Ray Schroeder, our leader of online education here, was interviewed and quoted for that article. I'm not sure what the answer is, but I do know from my own experience over many years, and certainly here, is that students understand the value of a University of Illinois degree. And there are, and I think the number of applicants at all of our institutions continues to show that. But I think the one of the real unknowns that we really have to take apart and figure out is what is going to be the impact of a lot of these new technologies.
Let's say it's not technology related. Let's say we should figure that out too, but how do we compete for the student who can go free somewhere else? The great football player, the cellist, the inner city kid who's a genius, who's getting offers from three or four different institutions, how do we get them to want to come to us?
Well, I think others will want to weigh in here, but I'll start by saying that I think that we have a tremendous educational experience to offer, and our focus on excellence really does sustain us. We also do offer some very fine scholarships to really exceptional students. So I think we are, at least to some degree, competitive for those kinds of students. But I'll defer to others who may have a thought.
If I may, Chairman, ask Avijit Ghosh to comment. When he was Dean of Business, he looked very hard at how to attract outstanding students. Avijit, would you care to comment on your experience?
I think the question you raised is a very important one, because there is great competition amongst business schools or in the campuses to try to attract some of the best students. And one of the instruments that's quite often used is the kind of grants and scholarships that you offer.
Turn the mic on.
But it's been good so far.
You know, there's a projector here, and it's got a fan to cool it, and by the time the noise gets to this end of the room.
Is this better?
There you go.
Okay, sorry. So there is a very intense competition amongst schools for the top students. And I think part of it is the scholarship monies that we're trying to raise, the alumni giving that connects up with all of that in terms of to attract the top students. Who do get a lot of offers from different places, I think you have to be competitive in that way. Plus, you also have to be competitive in the kind of experience that you're going to give them, and with inside the classroom, as well as opportunities outside the classroom that you can give them. And I think that does make a difference. Quite often, it's not the amount of money that you're trying to offer to students, but it's a kind of recognition and a kind of program and how you will really take advantage of their own leadership skills in terms of building your own program and building their experience within the school. I think it's a high-touch kind of program that you have to create to be able to attract those students to go beyond the money part of it.
Let me ask you this. If this point of view makes any sense, but I think we need to raise scholarships so that we can be competitive and lower our pricing in that manner, in effect, and stay competitive. But at some point, we need to be competitive for the student who can go for free somewhere else. And in order to, and I think there are people who choose to pay more to earn a degree than they need to. That is, they make a choice to pay up to go to a school that they're attracted to. And what makes that school more attractive, is that experience that you identify. But also, I think it needs to be greatness in a particular program. And I guess what that would lead me to believe is that unless our programs are great, that eventually they won't be competitive. Because eventually we'll be giving it away for free, and people will still choose to go somewhere else.
Absolutely.
So that pruning program that we heard a little bit about.